Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-445. 9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning, December the 27th, we welcome you once again to the OPT Network. Another way you can reach out and touch us is by sending any correspondence to our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. The zip is 71302. You can email us at our web address, www.onpointcxmas.com. Or you can simply pick up the phone and dial 318-445-5658. Well, if you're just getting your workday started, it is good and chilly outside. It really feels like winter. Frost on the windows. So if you're just getting started, give yourself enough time to get the vehicle warmed up. It is cold outside this morning. And we know that kids are on Christmas vacation. So please make sure that you're staying engaged throughout the day. Make sure that you're watching in neighborhoods, that you're watching on main streets, because kids are pretty much everywhere over the holidays, especially kids with new bicycles and new gadgets, new toys to play with. They're out and about, so we want you to stay engaged. Watch out for our kids and watch out for each other. as the days go by. We're going to keep reminding you that kids are out of school. It's a fun time for them because they can just do whatever they want to do. And a lot of kids, we say it probably every morning, a lot of kids are not supervised. So we want to make sure to watch out for them. Also, a lot happening. The new year is rapidly approaching. DC, 4 days, 10 hours, 19 minutes, and 17 seconds until 2013. Lots of people making big holiday plans for the new year. Lots of people just downright thinking about the new year and what it's going to bring and what their expectations are for 2013. And we're going to be talking about that plus a lot more, but we're going to be talking about ways that we can change our thinking. And by changing our thinking, we absolutely change our lives. And, you know, we've said it a lot on this show. We try to say it as many times as we can, that you bring about what you think about. Whether you believe this to be true, it's just absolutely the rule of nature. What you're thinking about, you bring about. And so if you want to have those good positive things happen to you, your family, and in your life, you need to start meditating on those good positive things. And so lots of people, DC, are getting ready for the new year. So much going on, so much to talk about, so many things happening. And we're going to talk about many of those things this morning, this Thursday morning. A lot of people, DC, still trying to get that momentum. You know, we always call Monday, Momentous Monday. But for a lot of people, Wednesday really felt like their Monday after the Christmas holiday. So people are still trying to get their mojo going, still trying to get back and get on the grind. And so a lot of people are cranking it out, DC, but it's been kind of challenging. But for us, we didn't stop grinding. So, you know, it's just we're continuing to do what we do. But you're on point, everybody. It's Thursday, December the 27th. And if your morning is just getting started, you're just starting to grind. It's 7:42 a.m. You're on point, and we'll be back right after this. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Ursula DeWalt, owner of Silver Maple Mobile Home Park in Ball, Louisiana. I'd like to wish the OPT listening family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your Thursday morning started, it's 7:48 a.m. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas for all of your home, life, and auto insurance. You can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, we welcome aboard Selah Beauty Supply. Listen, if you are looking for the best in hair, weaves, extensions, wigs, and the whole gamut of beauty care, you can find it at Selah Beauty Salon. Not only is it an incredibly wonderful large store, it's got absolutely everything that you'll need for your beauty care, your hair, your needs. Everything is happening right there at Selah Beauty Supply. They're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive, right here in Alexandria. It's right behind the Pizza Hut off of MacArthur Drive. Or you can phone them at 318-442-8950. Now, switching gears just a little bit, DC and I were talking about the bowl games that are coming up.
Lots happening, DC, in the new year. And one of the things that football fans look for are the bowl games. And one of the bowl games that we were talking about in particular is ULM, i.e. Northeast, for those people old school like us who remember Northeast. And before we talk about them being in the bowl game this year, it was a lot of controversy between ULM and La Tech, or Louisiana Tech, as to why they couldn't come together.
Well, no, it wasn't that. I mean, Tech was off at the Independence Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And they decided that they wanted to wait and see if any other bowl was going to call them. Now, most people think that Tech just didn't want to play against ULM in the bowl.
And for a lot of people who may not know, back in the day, you played for what was then Northeast Louisiana University.
Yes.
And what we know about those times is that there was always a huge rival.
Huge.
In fact, rival. We would have something called Rec Tech Week.
Rec Tech Week. I think all the schools had Rec Tech Week. But what it was, was the Northeast Tech rivalry was a real serious rivalry. It was like the schools were 30 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us got recruited by both schools. You know, we all knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody was trying to be the school that was next to LSU. Because, you know, everybody knows LSU is.
Right, the school of the state, really.
Absolutely. And so I think Tech right now is really, really trying hard, you know, because they have a really good program.
Uh-huh.
And
well, how did you feel about them sort of kind of taking that posture, that kind of wait and see if we're going to get?
Well, nobody does that. I mean, that's, you know, you get offered a bowl game. You know, you're fortunate, you know, your seniors get to play another game,
mm-hmm.
and you're just happy to be in a bowl game. I think this may be one of the first deals where a school actually turned down a bowl, because nobody else asked them, and they're not in a bowl this year.
And, you know, a lot of people were very upset by that move.
Absolutely.
You know, because,
but, you know, looking at it from the Tech's perspective, they really, I believe, this is just my opinion, they believe that they have a much more stellar program.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of money. They've got a lot of backers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are wanting to be on a grander scale. And I think they wanted to be in a bigger bowl game because they really did have a good season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think it was anything like, I mean, because really, you know, you look at that bowl is, now, ULL played in a bowl game, too.
Mm-hmm.
They played in the New Orleans Bowl against
East
Carolina. Of course, they won that bowl game. But you got to remember, the ULL, ULM, these schools are the first years that they've ever gone to bowls. Like ULM, this is the first bowl they've ever played in ever.
Wow.
You know, because most of these schools used to be Division II schools back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of them are Division I on the big scale, and they're trying to grow their program.
And so you think that sort of, that La Tech, Louisiana Tech, took this posture because they really wanted to set themselves apart from schools like.
And they don't want to get beat by ULM.
Right.
You know, that may set their program back years.
So rather than have that possibly happen, they just decided, no can do.
Well, I think nobody else called them, and after they turned down the Independence Bowl, folks, they got somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, listening to the pundits, they're saying that just is not something that happens a lot where a school decides, you know, hey.
And that was going to be a lot of money for their program.
Yeah, I mean, they were going to get at least anywhere probably between $750,000 to $1
million. Right.
Which is a huge fusion of cash into your program.
And a lot of people just couldn't understand that posture. And, you know, coming from an athletic background and knowing both of those schools and both of those teams, you just really did have a different perspective. And that is one of the all-time great rivalries.
It's a great rivalry here in the state.
Here in this state.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, both of those teams just seem to dig down deep when they play each other.
Deep.
And they just really didn't maybe want to take that chance of setting their program back. And on another note, the state school, LSU, is going to be playing in the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Yes, in
Georgia. Yeah, against Clemson. And so that should be another, you know, another good rivalry as well, another good game.
It's going to be a good game. A lot of people really, you know, when you're dealing with the SEC, you know, a lot of times most of the people they play outside the SEC in bowl games, most of the time, not all the time,
uh-huh.
you know, but most of the time they win.
Yeah.
here.
Absolutely.
Most people are saying that the SEC is the absolute most powerful conference in college football.
And a lot of people feel that way.
Well, we'll see, especially in the Notre Dame-Alabama game.
I was going there next. And, you know, for me, and I don't know why I have taken this posture against Bama, but I really think that I don't think that they're necessarily the best team. And you and I have had this controversy back and forth, this discussion, and a lot of ball players have said it too. They said Alabama's, you know, going to kick the snot out of Notre Dame. But
yes,
even I think Notre Dame is going to be sort of the Cinderella story in this because everybody has counted them out.
And not everybody. I mean,
a lot of people have, and I really think they're. I think they're going to get big. I think they're going to get big. I think they're going to get big. And for all of those Alabama fans, I think that they have, I think they've got more tenacity, more discipline, and more fortitude than the Alabama team. Notre Dame.
Man, Carlette, I tell you what, I don't know. You know, that game is in Miami. And let me tell you something. It's going to be hard to come down here into the South and try to beat the number one team, Alabama. I've said this before. I really do believe Notre Dame would have had problems with LSU. They would have had problems with Florida. They would have had problems with Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the Georgia, South Carolina, they are just, I just don't think, and this is just me, I just don't think that they're equipped to take on these powerhouses out of the SEC.
You just don't think it's going to happen.
Not only, I mean, I think it's, I don't know what the spread is, but I think it's going to be a game where they're going to really get disciplined pretty bad. You know, it would be nice if they hang in and play
and
a
make
good
it a game.
Yeah, make it a game. But that's them winning. That's a win for them.
You think? And so you think it's going to be that bad?
Yeah, right now they just need to make sure they don't get blown out.
Okay. Well, I
and
think.
Bama will embarrass you.
Well, I think it's going to be the game to watch, and I certainly am going to be watching that game, and people have said, okay, well, I'm going to call you after the game, Carlette, because I just think you're dead wrong on it. But sometimes I think the underdogs rise to the occasion. You know, I think that they, as I said earlier, they get big.
Sometimes they do.
And I think that this is going to be one of those occasions.
Well, and sometimes, Carlette, teams are just overmanned. I mean, you know.
And you just think they're overmanned?
I mean, well, I mean, they really Alabama, do have a good defense. Mm-hmm. They really do have a good defense. Notre Dame really does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you have to be able to put points on the board. I mean, and so, you know, Alabama is going to score. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got some powerful running backs. Their quarterback is really good. He's won his national championship two times out of the few years, I think, that he's been there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are highly skilled and accustomed to winning. You know, this is their. They've been in the national championship, I think, for the last few years. But this is going to be something to see. But I just don't think Notre Dame will have a chance. I'm just saying.
You're just saying. You don't think that they'll have a chance? Well, a lot of people do feel that way, and we'll see what the final analysis is on game day. And a lot of people are getting ready for bowl games, and ULM is playing today, and so we want to wish them all the best and hope that their program comes out victorious. They are now the Warhawks. They used to be the Northeast Louisiana Indians back in the day, but the Warhawks are going to be playing in their bowl game today, so we want to wish them the best and all the teams. And this is just that time of the year where if you're a football fan, you know, you want to see those bowl games. And I really am believing for something special for Notre Dame. You know, 12-0 record, you know, I just think that, again, I think they're going to get big. I think they're going to make it a game. And I think that people are going to be very much surprised. We want to wish LSU the best, too. It's going to be a good game. They finished the season 10-2. So they had, you know, they had a good season. So it's going to be interesting to see for all of those football fans. But, you know, not only are we ushering in a new year with new possibilities, we're talking about people, D.C., being agents of change. And we're going to switch gears after the break, and we're going to talk about some of the things that people are looking toward and at coming up to 2013. And as I say it, as the words 2013 roll off of my tongue, I'm like, wow, a new year. Where has 2012 gone? And did we do all of the things that we could do? Well, if you haven't, God willing, 2013 is going to bring us into a new dimension, a new year. It's 8 o'clock. For everyone getting on the grind, it's Thursday, December the 27th, and if you're listening at Eastern Standard Time, it's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome, everybody, to the OPT Network. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
My favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game is on. I like slam to take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. And it's basketball. Bow wow, let's go.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm. Imagine it, and top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is Dr. Gary Jones from Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, better known as LACBT. Now I would like to wish everyone in the listening audience from On Point Talk a very Merry Christmas and happy holiday season.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us this morning, this segment is sponsored by Terra Home. For the best gifts, the most unique gifts, wonderful home decor, they're located at 1355 Peterman Drive. Also want to remind you about Selah Beauty Supply. Listen, if you're looking for an incredibly wonderful place to go in and buy your hair extensions, your weaves, your wigs, no better place than Selah Beauty Supply, located at 4011 Lakeside Drive right here in Alexandria. You can phone them at 318-442-8950. And I tell you what, if they don't have it, they'll get it for you. They'll order it, whatever you need. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Remember, mammograms, mammograms, mammograms. If you are 40 years old or older, uninsured, underinsured, you can get your mammograms absolutely free. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122. And McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining us, the last segment was all about sports DC and the great matchups, the great rivalries. And what we didn't say, we've got basketball on the mind too. A great matchup Christmas Day between the Heat and the Thunder. It was like seeing that final game all over again. Of course, Miami pulled it out. Who do you think's going to get big this season?
Man, Corlett, it's hard to say, man. Those guys are good. I mean, right now, you know, the guy over at the Thunder, the big, what's his name?
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. I mean, LeBron. Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, they just go at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's competition at its finest right there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was an incredible game to watch on Christmas Day, and both
teams want to win bad, and you can see it.
You can feel the intensity. Oh, you can literally feel the heat.
They don't like losing each other.
No, they don't.
I love good competition like that.
I know, and it was such a close game. The Heat won over the Thunder. And it was such a tight game, 103-97, and the Heat just kind of pulled away the last few, really the last few seconds of the game. It was a great matchup on Christmas Day. A lot of great rivalries. A lot of great games are going to be on, and we look forward to that. We know a lot of people are going to be looking at the sports aspect of the new year, but a lot of people, DC, are going to be looking at the new year in terms of resolutions.
And yes, I am, and
I'm not necessarily just talking about losing weight.
No, there's all types of, you know, people are going to be enacting, you know, some of the resolutions are drink less alcohol, eat healthier food, get a better education, mm-hmm. get a better job, get fit, lose weight, manage debt, manage stress, quit smoking, reduce and recycle.
And so a lot of people are looking to do a lot of things.
A lot of stuff.
But this is what the experts say. They say that most New Year's resolutions are built upon a foundation of guilt, lack, or fear. And I thought that was incredibly interesting. Guilt, lack, or fear.
It seems right in my case.
What is yours? Guilt?
I have a fear of being fat.
Well, and then they say that, you know, you think you really need to fix what's broken about you. Hence, you focus your mind on something you're doing wrong, something you want to be but you don't have, or something you need but you fear won't happen or won't change. And so they say that these are all states of mind that hold you back, not move you forward. You may start with an enthusiastic commitment, and we all do, that sort of yes, I can attitude, but it's quickly followed. I mean, not even a lot of people don't even make it out of the first month with that waning interest.
Well, that's because you have to get mentally prepared.
And so do you think that people are getting mentally prepared?
I don't know if they are or not. I know I am. Mm-hmm. And I know if I just decided that I'm going to do something new for the new year and I don't really get mentally ready inside of a couple of days, you know, it's over. But if I really truly take about 30 days like I've been doing for this no sugar, you know, I'm finna stop eating sugar. And that's my New Year's resolution.
But are you setting yourself up for disappointment or the big F?
How would I be doing that?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, no sugar. That's a big.
No sugar and then real low carb, but really no sugar. I'm going to try to do no sugar the 2013, no sugar.
The whole year.
But one day at a time.
Of course. And that's right. And that's a great way to look at it. And they say
but
that.
My goal is 1 year.
Your goal is 1 year.
Yeah.
And so the experts say that, you know, eventually, it's just like you said, people, they give up. They give up on their goal, and it ends up being a big guilt trip instead of, you know, really making that resolution. So they say try looking at resolutions in a new light. Instead of thinking about what's wrong with you, imagine what it would feel like to be exactly the way that you want and have exactly what you want. So this goes back to what we said at the top of the show. Changing your thinking, changing your mind. They say start right there. And you said it. You got to get mentally ready. And so what you think about, and we have always said this, and this has been one of our personal mantras for years, what you think about, you bring about.
Yes.
And so they're saying start to change your thinking. Instead of looking at what's wrong with you, imagine what's right with you. And for a lot of people, I think especially women, when you talk about women and weight or women and the issues that we have, it's hard to imagine, especially if you've been told or you think that you're heavy, it's hard to imagine that you're not. But this is what the experts say. They say, try to imagine that you're exactly what you want to be, that you're exactly where you want to be. And then it says that you do this, DC, through a way that you do a lot of things that you do, through meditation. And so they say you've got to meditate on these things. And I know before you start anything, like I am a let's get to it kind of person. If we say we're going to do it, I'm like, let's do it today. Or let's start immediately. And you're one of those people that says, nope, I got
I got to get ready for that.
You have to get ready. And they're saying that that's exactly what you have to do. They say that you have to be more relaxed. And they say that if you've never meditated before and you don't have a clue on how to relax your mind and your body, there are plenty of relaxation CDs or programs. And I think that you don't even really need all of that. I think that it's just calming yourself, finding that place of peace, that place of solitude, and really starting to, and I think meditate could be a word that could confuse people or make people a little weary. So Christians, instead of maybe saying meditate, they may look at that as a new age thing, maybe pray, you know, get in that quiet place.
Spending some time with yourself.
Spending some time with yourself. And, you know, we were talking about that yesterday, and there's no greater thing than to find that self-truth. And when you quiet yourself and you meditate and pray, then you start to think on all of those things that are good, hopefully, and positive. But in that time, you're always going to be bombarded by those thoughts that try to overcome you, thoughts that say, well, how are you going to do that? Oh, you're going to do that again? Well, you know, every time you've ever tried, you've always failed. So now in that time of meditation, you've got to beat down, do you see, those thoughts that are, not maybe, they're coming to try to stop you.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the negative thoughts that come in to try to stop you from doing what you set your mind to do. And I mean, you know,
nothing is going to happen without some opposition. But mm-hmm. you have to be able to speak back to that thing. You know, mm-hmm. when that thing comes in and say you're not going to be able to do it, just say, I can do it. You have to speak back to it and root those thoughts out of your mind. Because if you don't root those thoughts out of your mind when they come in, they're going to fester. Mm-hmm. And you're going to actually start to believe. And then if you say it out loud, then you're going to have what you say.
Absolutely.
So if you say
I'm
the
never,
opposite
right.
of what that thought is,
right.
and you keep saying it and say it in faith, then you're going to have what you say.
Instead of saying.
Either way, you're right. Whatever you say, either way, you're right. If you say you can't, you're right. If you say you can, you're right. That's just how it
is. Right. If you think you can, absolutely. If you think you can't, either way.
You're right.
You're right. And so since that is true, and I wonder, DC, when we talk about these thought processes and I talk about all the time, you know, thinking about and bringing about, having what you say. I just wonder if people really buy into that. Do people really, really understand the power of their words?
Some people do, some people don't.
And the power of your thoughts. You know, almost everything that we have been able to do in our lives have come from thinking it and speaking it.
And things that we've not
believing,
been able to do.
And things that we've not been able to do.
We've not been able to believe it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and say it. You know, and before you can do anything, you need to be able to believe it within your heart
mm-hmm.
and say it with your mouth.
Right.
You know, and once you can do that, you should be able to have it.
Absolutely. And we did it, and we've done it with so many things, but our boat was the most recent thing. And how long did we talk about our boat?
Oh, we just kept saying God is going to bless us with a boat.
But this was over time. This wasn't
a few years. I mean, you know,
yeah.
A few years. It was a few years.
And we just kept saying, we're going to have a boat. And we just, and then as a family, we started saying, we're going to, and then we started saying all the things that we were going to do when we got our boat.
And a lot of people don't know it. We just had a boat bought for us. Somebody mm-hmm. just said, hey, I'm
just
buy you
blessed
a boat.
Us with a boat.
Bought us a boat.
And it just came from good, positive energy. And that's what we try
and
to.
And we've never really ever said that somebody else just bought us a boat.
No, we never.
We just got blessed with a boat.
We just got blessed.
And then after that. We got another boat
mm-hmm.
that we got blessed with.
Yeah.
An even bigger, better, newer boat.
And then we started saying when we got our first starter boat, we started saying.
We're going to get blessed with a better boat.
God is going to bless us with a better boat, a bigger boat.
And not long after.
A bigger motor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this was just.
Amazing. Huh?
Yeah. And so this is why when we get on here and we talk about a nationally syndicated show and we talk about all of those things that we're calling forth, those things that we can't see, we don't know how they're going to happen, but we just decide to call them forth.
Absolutely, because they're going to happen.
Because they're going to happen.
And we're going to just keep working.
And we're going to just keep working.
And let God do the rest of this.
Let the miracle happen. And in this new year, DC, we have so many incredible, wonderful guests with the power
yes.
of positivity, the power of thoughts, the power of words, the power of miracles. To come in and make an impartation and to talk about, you know how I say every single morning at the end of the show that change starts with you and it starts with me?
Yes.
Well, we have to be agents of our own change.
Absolutely we do.
Before you can change anything else, you got to change you. You got to and for most people, DC, that are resolving to do new things in the new year, they got to change their mind first.
Absolutely. And it is amazing how one person can change the outcome of a lot of stuff. You know, one person doing what they're being charged to do,
mm-hmm.
what they're being unctioned to do, if they would just do it, you'd be amazed at how many people that will affect.
And you know what? The thing that you're supposed to do, and I know we got to go to break, hear the music. Hey, but stay on point. This is an incredibly intriguing conversation for resolutions and how we look at them and how we approach them in 2013. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA. And I would like to wish everyone in the OPT audience a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get all the channels that you want this season and throughout the year. Also, HD for life. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish for all of your home, auto, insurance needs in Avoyelles and surrounding area. Kyle Wolf and his team will work it out. 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology?
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Well, if you're just joining this morning, it's 8:28 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's Thursday. We hope that you're up and on the grind. We want to remind you to dress warm. It's really, really chilly outside. It feels good, though. It's a crisp, cool morning. And so if you're on the go, make sure that you are bundled up really well. And make sure that you're watching out and staying engaged when you're driving. No texting and driving. Making sure you're watching out for our kids as they are experiencing the wonder of Christmas holidays. And I tell you, as we were talking in the last segment, DC, we were talking about resolutions and why they're so important and how we can help people to start to think differently about the things that they're planning to do. And yesterday, in my quiet time, I got these words and I really felt impressed to share them with our listeners, DC, because I think it's really apropos, especially when it comes to resolving to do some things differently in the new year. And this is what I got. Who are you? Why are you? And where are you? And so a lot of people are still yet trying to figure out who they are, i.e., why they're here.
Yes.
And we know the challenges of finding out who you are. And every day that we travel the roads and we travel throughout the cities that we're in and the state, we look at people that are doing various different things, and I wonder who each individual is, because a lot of times people are not who they present. You know, you look at winos under the tree, or you look at people on the block, and you just automatically write them off instead of really saying, who are they? Who are they really? Who were they created to be?
Absolutely.
And so a lot of us get trapped in not knowing who we are. And so for a lot of people, I think before you can resolve to do anything different, you got to know who you are. Not just who they say you are or who people know that you are, but who are you really? And that is a deep, deep question. Who am I? Have you ever really just thought about that?
Yes.
Well, we've thought about it because we've gone through and continue to go through
the recovery process.
Right. And until you really, and I don't necessarily know, DC, that you got to.
Some people call it just know who they are and what they're doing just because they've, you know, been in tune.
True.
All of their lives.
True.
You know? But there's people like me who just lost their way early.
Mm-hmm.
And had to come back and refine, you know, but that's not with everybody.
Not with everybody. And I'm speaking to those people that are sitting wondering what you're going to do differently next year in just a few days, few minutes, few hours, you know. But if you don't truly know who you are, then, you know, there's a big gap there. A lot of people have lost themselves along the way. And so I feel in the spirit realm impressed to tell people, if you don't know who you are, then maybe that meditation time, that prayer time, that quiet time, whatever you call it, whatever works for you to unclutter your mind, to find your center and start. And if you don't know, then you can go to the source and you can start to ask, who am I? And then the next question that I got is, why are you? Who are you? Why are you? Why are you here? Why are you here? Because see, and I've said this before, God didn't create anything arbitrarily. He created every single thing, from the leaves to the animals to everything that you look around your surrounding and your environment. He created everything for a purpose and with a purpose. And so before you can resolve to do anything different than you did this year or the last 5 years, you got to find out the why behind the who. And then I think for a lot of people, and I know for a long time I thought it was just, I didn't really like journaling. But when you start to write these things down, and I think that only the source, the one who made you, can really, you know, and you can look to your friends to say, you know, what do you think I'm good at? What do you think that I do better than anybody else? But really, do you see, it's like one of those newisms. It's an inside job. It's something that you've got to go on the inside for. And, you know, we were talking about recovery, and you don't necessarily have to have been an addict of sorts or an alcoholic or, you know, or to recover. Sometimes you just have to recover from the woes of life, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows that sucked a lot of people in that they never came out of. And you start to recover and you start to wonder about the things in your life, and you start to put those things in perspective, and you really, really start to make some serious revelation about who you are and why you're here. And then once you answer those questions, the next question was, where are you? Where are you in the process? And these are assessments that I think we get too busy to make. We get too busy to even contemplate. And so what we do is we drift aimlessly, really, year in, year out, season in, season out, with the same old staleness of making resolutions, and we're simply making them out of fear. We're making them because society says that we should. We're making them because, quite frankly, other people are making them. We're making them because of tradition. We're making them, in many cases, for all the wrong reasons. When we need to be looking at who we are, why we're here, and where we are in the process. And for us and our family, we really are trying to assess where we are. Some people have to answer all three. Some people, they're in the process of answering. And then some people have to ask themselves the question of, where am I? Where am I in my process? Because each and every one of us, and I've said this so many times, each and every one of us has a supply. We have something that we were built. Not everybody is going to go to the world and give it to the world, but for the people, even in your sphere of influence or the people that you're connected with, everybody has something to give. And if we don't get busy, DC, answering these questions,
right,
we're going to have much of the same in 2013.
That's correct.
And so what we aim to do is to make ourselves think and to make you think.
Make those changes.
To make those changes and to find out where you are in the game of life. Are you going to be on the bench for the rest of your life, watching the game from the bench? Or are you going to get in the game and you're going to find out who you are, why you're here, and where you are in the process? And I think before you can make any other decisions.
I just got a text, lady said you're making her cry.
Uh-oh. No.
Is it sad?
I don't know. Ask her. I don't want to be sad. This is just this is just sort of, I guess, as I get older and I look at things.
Text back, why it's making you cry.
You're a mess. It wasn't meant to be sad. It's just meant to be thought-provoking.
Informative.
Right. And the only way that you can change.
But it may be doing something that we don't really know what it's doing. Because you're just putting it out there.
I'm just putting it out there. Right. And listen, it doesn't mean I'm right.
It's not the way.
It's just a way. But I got very clearly, and I wrote it down on a nothingness piece of paper. Who are you? Why are you? And where are you? And you know what? Sometimes you can hear people talk about things and you can say, oh, that doesn't pertain to me, or, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. And sometimes that could just downright be true, but sometimes it could just downright be a check in your own spirit. And that's why these mornings are so important to us. And that's why we're so grateful for all of you who spend your mornings with us, because every single morning we want to try to make you think just a little bit differently. If you learn one thing.
She says you're helping.
Well, bless you.
You're helping, and I needed this morning.
Well, praise God.
Okay. She's being convicted by it.
Right. And so, and these are things that I have to ask myself. And part of what I'm asking myself right now is, where am I? Where am I in the process? I know who I am. I know why. I know some of the why. And it's just like all of the great people that we've had on this show. And Dr. Maya Angelou, D.C., was one of those great, great, great people that, you know, we talked about gifts. And you know, and Faith Ford said this too, I've tapped into some of the gifts, but there's so many more. And I think about my sister friends, D.C., on these journeys. And these places that we go, and everywhere I go. And this is why Deuce Christmas hates to go with me to the store or anywhere, because I stop. And when people want to talk, I just engage and I listen. And I take every story and I take it to my own heart, because I want to hear what's on your heart. And I want to help to just encourage people to know why they're here. I think it's a waste. I think it's such an incredible waste for all of these gifted and talented people in the world that never reach their strides. And that's what makes me sad. What makes me sad is that I meet, and I don't get a chance to meet everybody, but the people that I meet, and I hear your dreams. I see the potential. I see what God has planted within, and we just talk about it. And I love the birthing process. Every time I start talking about this, I start talking about the metaphorical birthing process. And when are you going to start birthing? When are you going to start birthing? Year in, year out, you keep saying, this is your year, this is your year. Those are words. Yeah, you got to say those positive words, but then you got to start to birth. You got to start to push. You got to start to bring forth. Even if it's not the whole, just those little things, you start to push and you start to talk about it. And then you start to ask other people to help you. But then this is what I wrote on my napkin. And I got this very strongly. Be careful for the dream bandits. What is a bandit? A thief. Somebody that would steal your dream. Somebody that would convince you that you could never do it.
Naysayers,
haters, you know, the gamut. You know, be careful about those people who say, well, how are you going to do that? Like somebody asked me, and I go back to that every time I have this conversation, said, how are you going to start a talk show? Well, I already talked about that. Oh, what are you going to talk about?
Dream stealers.
Those bandits. I call them even bigger than.
Get in your head.
Yeah, they try to get in your head. Well, I did that. Let me tell you something. Thank you. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter who is doing what you want to do or what you know that you need to do or that what you were. It doesn't matter. I don't care how many cupcake companies are out there baking cakes. God gave you something special that is going to make room for you. I don't care how many shows are out there. If God told you that you were going to have one, then you start moving toward that. You start asking people. If God told you you were going to have a business, well, you start calling Mr. Joe Page up at the Diversity in Action and the Incubator, and you say, Mr. Joe, what do I need to do? I never heard of a business plan. How do I get that? How do I do that? If God told it to you, then he can't lie. His promises are true. They're yes. They're yes. So if they're yes, what are you waiting for? Stop talking about it and start pushing. Ladies, even if you never had a baby, you've been with a sister friend who's had a baby, you know it's a process. Start the process. Where are you at? Show up in this year. Do something you never did before. And maybe you'll get something you never had before. Find out where you are. Know where you are in the process. And whatever you do, for heaven's sake, don't let those dream bandits steal your dreams. Hey, everybody, you're on point. Not meant to be sad this morning. Meant to make you think about 2013. It's coming soon. Only days away. More specifically, 4 days, 9 hours, 16 minutes, and 7 seconds. You're on point, everybody. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great
the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Each holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy Holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, December the 27th. It's 8:50 a.m. And this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Davis One Stop there in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis.
We love Davis One Stop. If you're looking for great food, great gifts, just greatness, Davis One Stop. In the heart of Cheneyville, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. And also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show, we're talking about resolving to do something differently in the new year. And I love it. I love, love, love it when you guys get interactive and you send us your text messages and your emails. And we absolutely got Rhonda Wade Gallerson. I got your message. I absolutely love, love, love it. And this is what she said. She said, I say, give birth to more than ideas. Give birth to promise. I love it. Hey, if you're writing it down, she says, give birth to more than ideas. Give birth to promise. And so as I was sitting down and we're getting text messages and getting feedback from people, I started thinking, DC, that there is no shame. There is no shame in saying, I really don't know who I am.
Absolutely there isn't, because the only way you can start to find out is you have to know that you don't know. See, admitting that is the first step in finding out.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, they'll say their name, they'll say what they do, they'll say they're a mom, you know, their occupation, you know, defined by right. those things.
Right.
But what I'm asking this morning is not who you are, not whether you're a mom, not whether you're a big executive, not whether you live in a great big house and drive a really cool car, and you got enough money to pay your bills. That's not the question. The question is, who are you really? Beyond the best outfit, beyond the hair, beyond the things, beyond being a mother, who are you?
Inside.
Inside. Who did God create you to be? And one of the things that Dr. Maya Angelou said at 80 plus years old, is she said, I've done a lot of things, but I still have a lot of things to do. In other words, I've got these great gifts that the world has seen, but I still am giving birth. I am still in the birthing room. I'm giving birth to, as Rhonda said, the promises. The promises are yes and amen. And so if that's true, why are you here? And if you ponder these three questions, who are you, why are you here, and where are you in the process? For a long time, I didn't really know who I was. I was just going about life aimlessly. And you know what? There's an old saying that if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. So you've got to dig deep into your psyche, deep into that place, your belly, and find out why God put you here. Because there was no accident. It wasn't arbitrary. It was with a purpose. And then you ask yourself, where am I in this process? Because see, what I learned on this journey that DC and I are on, I learned that people are bandits. They will try to steal it from you. And they'll do it covertly, D.C. They're not doing it openly. They're secretly trying to steal what you were created to do.
And some people will steal what you're doing because they don't see who you really are. They really think they're helping you. That's why you have to know who you are and whose you are. And that's why you got to seek him. Because once you get it from him, it doesn't matter what anybody say.
Right.
You know who you are and whose you are, and then you can go about your daily work.
Right. When you know who you are and you find out why you are and where you are, the process begins and it opens up the possibility. And guess what? This is what I have learned, and this is what I am learning on this journey. And a lot of you have texted in and said, Carlette, you're right on point. Well, you know what? This is not just for you. This is for us, too. This is for DC and I, too. Because, you know, we are absorbing this because we are just the voices. This ain't because, you know, we're so clever or so smart. This is coming down right from the source. And we try to stay linked up. And when I get these snippets, I write them down because I want to share them with you guys. And so this is what I absolutely want every single person. If you don't take anything, if you don't take anything, all this is too deep, or it was too corny, or it was too crazy, or whatever. If you don't take anything, I hope you'll take this. The word tells you that the gifts and the talents that you have, they will make room for you, DC, and for me. And they will make room for all of you who are listening. And when you come out of the strife and the worry and you go into that place that is uncluttered, that is unclustered, that secret quiet place where you set aside worry, you set aside fear, you set aside, well, how am I going to do that? How am I going to open up that Whole Food store, Trish? Where am I going to get that from? If God said it, he is charged with your provision. You see, so like what we do is we come to work every day. We don't worry about how the show is going to be sponsored. We just trust. We trust the process. And we understand that life and people and things are always changing. And as long as we stay in the flow of God and the universe, we make those changes. We don't worry. We come with our best joy.
Yeah.
We come with the best information that we know how to come with. And we try to do it every single day. I know. I feel you in the spirit. I know it's a lot to chew on. But you know what? It's only three things. Write them down. Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I? Where am I in the process of making my changes? Hey, I don't think it gets no better than that with starting to make resolve. Don't make resolve because everybody else is. Make resolve because you've got something to do. And you know what? You don't have forever to do it. There is a window of opportunity. You got to seize the moment. You got to step out of fear, step into faith. Listen, if God don't show up every day, DC and I, we're not going to make it.
Yeah.
We absolutely 100% expect him to show up.
That's right.
And we just keep going. And we're going to keep encouraging you. Start to birth it. Hey, everybody, you guys are incredible, as you are every single morning.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on what?
The official OPT.
We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Be the agent of change.
Be the change.
Be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas. For David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. We wish you peace. We'll see you right back here on Friday.